Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card on Star 99.9.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. You know, crazy busy.
What else is new? How's Raven been behaving as a husband this past week?
Not so good.
What happened?
So he's like totally busy and overwhelmed, and I get it, and I feel bad for him because so am I. But he's taking it out on me, and it's not cool.
This all comes from yesterday because I didn't want to watch Empire. I mean, that's the primary basis of this right now.
Really?
That was the last interaction we had last night. You were totally fine until I was like, I don't feel like going to bed because I'm stressed and I need to decompress a little bit. But I was like, I don't want to watch this show. And you were like, well, that's what I want to watch. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to bed.
Is that
true? Like a five-year-old. Okay, he shut the TV off and was like, okay, I'm going to bed then.
You shut off the TV when she was watching it?
Have you seen Terrence Howard's hair in the new season of Empire? It's ridiculous.
Wait,
I can't watch this.
Wait,
you
didn't want to watch Empire, so you shut the TV off in her face and went up to bed?
Listen, I said, you can watch it. I said, you can watch whatever show you want. I don't want to watch that show. And then I turned it off when she said, well, that's what I want to watch. So I was like, okay, here you go.
So you acted like a child.
No, I handed over the remote and said, go for it. And then she's
you shut the TV off and you walked away.
And you were already saying that you were going to watch it. If I wasn't going to watch it, we're at a standoff at that point.
This right here, I've been dealing with all week.
True or false, Raven? I've been dealing with his attitude myself, so I understand 100% where you're coming from.
It's probably both of y'all's fault.
I mean, I didn't do anything. You're just in a bad mood for the last couple of days.
Well, both of you might have been something last week, and now maybe it's my time.
All right. Did you or did you not shut the TV off when you guys could not agree on what to watch and leave her there with the TV off?
First, we were looking looking at the browser screen, so we weren't watching anything at that time.
Yep.
So you're basically selecting one thing to the next. And what I said was, you can watch it if you want, but I'm not watching that show.
And then I probably
simultaneously turned it off. Now, she was in her phone, so what's the difference? She could have easily turned the TV back on.
That's really childish, Raven. You have to understand that, right? You know that that's a childish thing to do?
I'm going to take my ball and go home right now.
Tell you what else he did to me, Anna, which I just found this morning, which was so great to wake up to. When I drop something, I usually pick it up and put it where it goes. So I get in the shower this morning, and he either found my razor on the shower floor and picked it up and just stuck it on the shelf, or he knocked it down and picked it up and stuck it on the shelf. So the top pops off the handle, and he didn't put it back together. He left it face down on the tile, so my little moisture strip was, like, hard as a rock and stuck to the tile. Instead of just hanging it back up for me, brand new razor, gone. Those things are, like, $5 a piece.
Well, the razor was on the ground of the shower when I walked in there. I did actually mean to reassemble it once I pulled it out of the way there, but I forgot because, as you said, I'm overwhelmed. And here's the thing.
Right.
Suction cups in the shower, they're also overwhelmed. They're all overwhelmed.
Yeah.
All the hangers. None of them hang.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Alicia? I get it because I've been dealing with his stinky attitude for the last 48 to 72 hours myself, so I understand. Can I give you a grade 2 today? Can we both give you grades?
At both of your own peril.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't think he can handle it. He might, like, go insane.
I invite both of you to give a grade at your own peril. I really do.
Well, listen, I won't see you, you know, until later, so I'm good.
So what kind of grade, Alicia, would you like to give him for the week?
I really want to give him a D, but I know he's overwhelmed, so I'm going to be nice and give him a C, but he really deserves a D.
Got that? Why are you sitting there in silence? Because you're just in a mood?
It's the smartest thing for me to do right now.
Yeah. You know what Raven does that drives me crazy when he's in a bad mood? He'll ask me questions and then just keep talking. Even though he asked a question, he just keeps going and then gets mad when I say, do you want me to respond? Then he gives me an attitude. That's my favorite.
Right.
You also get a C from me because I'm being nice. There you go.
I'm glad he's yours for the next 6 hours. Yeah. Bye.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.